Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Here's an introduction to our Pink to Our post-match show that we do after every single match. This one is Liverpool 2, Porto 0. I was joined, this is Neil Atkinson, by Steve Graves, Stevo and Paul Senior. And here's the show. Liverpool win the first leg against Porto, 2-0. Stevo, bit of a game of two halves. Go all the cliches, really. Liverpool maybe take what they've got. Don't want to take any risks in the second 45. Talk about the first 45 first. Liverpool started the game brilliantly.
They did, yeah. Couldn't get off to a better start, really, with the early goal. A little bit sloppy in the first 5 minutes. Give the ball away a couple of times. They got in down the flank a couple of times. But then once we created the chance and obviously navigated, Pinger was in the top corner, slight deflection. But it's 2-2 for navigating, and we'll take it all day.
Take it all day, Steve. It was... I think you do have to take it all day. I think that this is sometimes the way games go, certainly when games are coming thick and fast. This time last season, Liverpool, they knew they were cruising in the end towards a fourth place finish, and they could focus all their energies for 90 minutes on one game. I think there's a bit of an element second half. Maybe they think we've got Chelsea at the weekend. Maybe it just doesn't get going for them. Maybe Porto play better. But the fact of the matter is, I'd have took 2-0 before the ball was kicked.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been spoiled by the sort of 5-0s and the 5-2s and that we've enjoyed in recent years. It's rare to score that many goals in a quarter final, and it's quite rare to just do what we've done today, which is to just get the job done. Couldn't really ask for more. It was a really good start. Second half, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I've come away disappointed with the second half, but then I've also come away thinking, what did Porto really? Did Porto really trouble us that much in that? I think they set out quite rightly, I think, to try and get an away goal. And I think that made the game quite open. They recognise, I think, the value of an away goal, which I think is something that's changed a little bit in terms of what a European away performance is these days. Is so much more valuable to you to try and make that happen. And early in the game, it looked like they had a couple of chances. And they looked like a good side. I thought they were okay. I thought
they were tidy.
Better than they were last season. I think the second half reminded me a lot of the second leg of the last season when not a lot happened. And I think there was a fair amount of Liverpool just wanting not a lot to happen and getting their way, really.
There's a minor thing, Paul. Steve says you couldn't have asked for much more. If there's one more thing you could have asked for, it was that second half goal. That one second half goal that goes 3-0, which means that you'd expect us to score over there. But then the game settled into a pattern from 60 onwards where it never really looked like coming.
Sports Social Podcast Network.